After a number of violent attacks in Australia, the country's prime minister said acts of violence occur in big cities. That was recently. So we have execution-style killings in Chicago, a landlord killing his own tenant in Miami Beach, and in Detroit, a 7-year-old girl killed by police during a raid over the weekend. Violence, particularly against children, inevitably causes a community to question both itself and its law enforcement. There have been 2 lawsuits filed in Detroit by the family of little Ayanna, who was hit by a police bullet as she lay sleeping. Here's Ayanna's grandmother, Myrtilla Jones.
I knew she was dead. She had blood coming out of her mouth. Lord Jesus, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. And my 7-year-old grandbaby.
Police say they did have reason to raid the house. They were trying to catch the man who'd murdered a teenage boy on a Detroit street last Friday. And Detroit police say the incident has upset them as much as anyone else. Here's Assistant Police Chief Ralph Godby.
Our deepest and most heartfelt condolences go out to the family. It is a tragedy we also feel very deeply throughout the ranks of the Detroit Police Department, and especially our special response team members who are taking this extremely hard.
Michigan State Police have taken over the investigation into the incident. We're joined now by Jerome Vaughn. He's news director at our partner station WDET and is covering this story. Jerome, the girl's family filed 2 lawsuits yesterday. What are they suing for?
Well, they're suing for infringements of civil rights and wrongful arrest of the grandmother. The attorney, Jeffrey Feiger, says this is an incident that should not have happened, and they're looking for the police to pay. Jeffrey Feiger also says the mayor and the police chief should apologize for the incident.
Okay, we have Jeffrey Feiger making a comment about that. He allegedly saw a videotape in which he says he sees evidence of police negligence and misconduct.
Virtually simultaneously with a bomb being thrown through the window onto Ayanna, a shot is fired from outside on the porch into the home.
Okay, it wasn't actually a bomb that they threw into the home. It was a flash grenade, right?
That's right. Police sometimes will throw a flash grenade into a room before they go in to stun people in the room, make sure they don't have time to react. Police have time to get in and subdue the situation.
But instead of that, Jeffrey Feiger, what he's saying there is that they didn't wait to come in and subdue people. They shot from outside the home. That's his point.
Exactly. A lot of details are in dispute right now. We're waiting for details of the autopsy to come out. But Jeffrey Feiger says the girl was burned by the flash grenade. Police did rush her to the hospital where doctors couldn't save her. So we're waiting to see. Feiger says he saw this video. He says some of his staff members have seen this video, but there's been no independent confirmation that this video exists.
What is the video?
What's on it?
Where would the video come from?
Well, Feiger says he had someone approach him and show him this video that was filmed independently. He won't say exactly who it's from, but Feiger says there was a shot from outside the house that killed Ayanna, where police say the shot occurred inside the house after an officer had contact with the girl's grandmother.
And that's kind of the issue here. That is Jerome Vaughn. He's the news director at WDET in Detroit. And this death of Ayanna comes after a string of violent deaths in Detroit. They are responding, as I said before, to the murder of a 17-year-old boy. That's why the police were raiding her home, Ayanna's home. A few days before that, a 69-year-old grandmother was killed by a stray bullet while she was cooking dinner. And on May 2nd, a police officer, Officer Brian Huff, was shot as well. I want to turn now to Bishop Tony Russell. Bishop Russell is a Detroit community leader. He's the acting CEO of the Detroit Community Initiative and founder of the MAN Network, a group that patrols Detroit streets to keep kids out of trouble before and after school. So there's obviously a lot of anger on the part of the Detroit community. Much of it is directed toward the police. But there are other people who are saying that it's time to reserve judgment and wait for the results of tests to come out. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, nobody is unaware of this event in all the sectors that I've moved about, and it seems like everybody is talking about it. Wherever I go in a store, restaurant, office places, everybody's talking about it. And in general, there's just this consensus that this is sad, that it's a tragic, that it's something that, you know, shouldn't have happened. And yet many people do know that, you know, it wasn't on purpose. It was a tragic mistake.
Well, but Bishop Russell, you know, the Detroit police officer has been, I think you could agree, embattled at least over the past decade. This is a police department that went through a series of investigation for excessive force. This is something they're trying to correct now. Is there a certain portion of the community that still just doesn't trust the police officers?
Without question, as a matter of fact, many that you say young adults, I'd say like between 18 and maybe 25 in that age group, just have a total distrust of the police. And I've even heard some say that the officer that did the shooting should be arrested.
Well, there, you know, part of the thing that complicates this is this videotape that we were talking about earlier. There was supposedly an A&E crew with the police at the time, and some are saying that had the TV cameras not been on, that the police maybe wouldn't have been so aggressive in this raid. Is that something that people are talking about as well?
Oh yeah, there's the thought that they kind of embellished things, they played to the cameras. They wanted to make a big show, you know, for the cameras. I have heard that. And a lot of these things that I'm sharing, they're not my personal opinion. It's just things that I've heard as we go about.
But you are saying reserve judgment.
I'm saying stay prayerful. And it's a tragic thing that happened. And we'll see what happens with the full investigation. I think the police were right to turn it over to the state police. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just praying for our city to be healed because mm-hmm. this hurts all of us.
Bishop Tony Russell of the Detroit Community Initiative and the MAN Network. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.